Lady Chalmarsh corrected herself, rather hurriedly,
that if she is to make a good match, she cannot afford to be 20.
She said the number as if it were 80 years and 10.
I am 23, Mama,
murmured Sophie.
Yes, my dear, but some girls are not destined for marriage. One never quite gives up hope, but... And do not think I do not appreciate you, for I do. I was only saying to your father the other day what a consolation it is to know that we have you on hand to keep us young when we get older.
Sophie did not find this very cheering. Being a prop to one's aging parents did not strike her as an ambition in life. Not that she could lay claim to having any ambitions of her own. Once, perhaps, she had dreamt of being swept off her feet by a tall, and she always counted that as important, handsome man who would worship the ground upon which she trod and whisk her away to a neatly proportioned country seat where the chimneys did not smoke and they could live in blissful union for the rest of their lives. Her first season had shown her how unlikely an eventuality that was. Her mother clearly thought her a lost cause in the marriage market, but then she always had been most pessimistic about her chances. Lady Chelmarsh's thoughts had moved on.